the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Last night was the coldest so far since temperatures began to plummet at the weekend, with temperatures dropping to minus 7.5 degrees in some parts. A status orange weather warning remains in place for 25 counties until 11 o'clock this morning. Karen Carthy reports.
A status orange warning for low temperatures and ice is in place until 11 a.m. for all counties except Donegal, while a status yellow low temperature and ice warning is in place countrywide until midday tomorrow. As of 4 a.m, the lowest temperature recorded overnight was minus 7.5 degrees Celsius in Mullingar in County Westmeath. Met Éireann said a temperature of minus 7 degrees was recorded in Athenry in Galway and minus 6.7 in Oak Park, County Carlow. The National Emergency Coordination Group met again yesterday to discuss the latest warnings, with dangerous travelling conditions and travel disruptions likely. Very cold conditions with widespread frost, ice and lying snow are expected, as well as patches of freezing fog.
Meteorologists will meet today to discuss potential further warnings. On this programme, Met Éireann forecaster Matthew Martin said temperatures would remain close to zero across the country today.
We are expecting another spell of sleet and snow over the hills and parts of the southwest and south for a time tomorrow morning. There will be a steady thaw setting in this weekend as it gradually turns less cold, and then much milder weather is going to arrive through Sunday and into the early days of next week.
Thousands more people have fled their homes in Los Angeles because of wildfires. At least 100,000 people have been told to relocate. The fires have now spread to the Hollywood Hills. Helicopters are attempting to douse the flames from the air. The authorities say that five people have died in wildfire-related events. Thousands of properties have been destroyed. The Pentagon's Deputy Press Secretary, Sabrina Singh, said the White House would assist the Los Angeles City authorities.
We're going to be standing by to support in every single way that we can. And of course, you know, you saw the president has directed the Department of Defense to feed into what California needs. But there's safety protocols that have to be followed. And until we can get additional air support in the air, we're standing by ready to support California with what it needs.
A man in his 40s is due to appear before Middleton District Court in County Cork this morning, charged in connection with the death of a woman. The body of Paula Canty, a 31-year-old mother of two, was found in her apartment in Mallow last Friday morning. A report published today shows that first-time buyers in Ireland are taking on more debt in proportion to their incomes than purchasers in the UK for the first time since the Celtic Tiger. The report was carried out by the property website myhome.ie in association with the Bank of Ireland. It also found that the average mortgage loan for a house purchase has exceeded €300,000 for the first time and is up 7% on last year. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
Annual asking prices were up 8.4% last year, according to My Home and Bank of Ireland. On average, homes sold for 9% above the advertised price, as there was strong competition among buyers. This report forecasts prices will rise by 4% this year, but says that estimate could be too conservative. The average age of a first-time buyer is rising and is now 36. Those buyers are also taking out larger loans. For those struggling to get on the property ladder, the indication from this report and others is that prices are only going one way, and that is up.
Talks to agree a new programme for government between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will continue this morning, with the parties expected to focus on childcare, disability, justice and health. Discussions with Independent Ireland are also expected to take place. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Later this evening, the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris and Deputy Leader Helen McEntee will update their parliamentary party on how the negotiations on a new programme for government are progressing. There remains an ambition to conclude this process in time to have a government in place by January 22nd. However, several figures working on that new programme for government feel this is too optimistic a timescale and an extra week or more might be required. The negotiators are set to work through the weekend, and it is likely that discussions with the regional independent group and the Healy Rays will also take place from Friday onwards. The regional independent group have finalised a document which they want reflected in the programme for government. It contains constituency issues, but also proposals around the affordability of homes, the quicker delivery of major infrastructure projects, and ways to improve road safety.
A Garda investigation is underway into the death of a man in County Donegal. His body was found at a vacant property in the village of Burnfoot on the Inishowen Peninsula yesterday afternoon. The body has not been identified. A post-mortem examination is being carried out, the results of which will assist Gardaí in deciding the course of their investigation. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Very cold this morning with widespread frost and ice lingering. There'll be sunny spells later and a cold northerly breeze. Isolated wintry showers will drift over Connacht and Ulster for a time, but elsewhere it's likely to remain dry. Highest temperatures will range from 0 to +4 degrees.